29.12.2015, ich spreche mit Christoph Pizzani von Cloudfleet.io, ein Private Data Center.
Yeah, it's on Indiegogo. It's a crowdfunding campaign, and we're trying to. After many people told us this is a great idea to have the possibility to have something with the convenience of Gmail and Dropbox, but have this data securely at your home. We are now testing the waters to see if people are really also are. Ready to pay money for it.
And how much money you want to raise?
Well, we want to raise 50,000, then we can finish the product. But we hope, of course, that many more will buy our product and see that it's worth it to have the data securely at your home without any surveillance that is intercepting your data.
Can I say that CloudFleet.io is something like a public hosted cloud?
A privately hosted on
yes, it's. I don't have to set up anything myself.
Yes, you don't have to set. Yes, you don't have to set up anything yourself. We provide the service that it's configured from the beginning, and we also provide the service that it's available that you can access it from anywhere. You don't have to fiddle with your router or anything. You just select the domain on our homepage. We ship it to you. You plug it into your router, and it works.
Where are you legally stated, so which law applies to you, because I come from
the Hutchrains Island? We're based in Austria, so the European law applies, but even more the thing is that even if we would get an request for divulging our users' data, we couldn't, because the data is encrypted on our users' devices. We don't even have access to it.
So you handle encrypted, you share your host encrypted files for us?
No, actually that the users host them themselves. The devices are at the user's premises. We don't even host them.
The devices,
yes, and the servers around.
Okay, so, okay. So at your company, I can buy a ready set up hosting device.
Like exactly. Exactly. All of it is open source, so you can verify that it really does what it advertises to do.
So if I want to host in Antarctica, I can buy the device.
Yes, of course.
Set up and I can put it in a ship circling the Antarctica into the
ship. Yes, exactly. And you can access it from anywhere.
Cool. So. Sorry. And do you have concurrent products? Like you're not the only provider in the market for them.
Well. We were the only ones that really provide a one-stop shop for all of this, for the domain and that you can access it from anywhere. There are a couple of other great products that tackle parts of the problem, but we are the only ones who have the whole package. You also, if you have your own Raspberry Pi at home, you can just host it on that and just buy our services, but still it will be that the data will be encrypted on your device at home.
So you offer diverse packages, so we have a party depending on how many services I need from
8:00. Well, we just need to offer, if you want to buy the whole package with the hardware and you don't want to source the hardware yourself, then you can buy it from us. If not, you can bring your own device and it works.
How you come up with the idea?
Yes. The idea was basically to decentralize the system. We want to like Apple decentralized computing with the announcement with the advent of the personal computer. We want to decentralize the data center by creating the personal data center, because now with Moore's law a Raspberry Pi is powerful enough to be a data center for one person to really store the own private data that you don't want to share with others, that you don't want to be subject to surveillance. So we now want to decentralize the data centers.
Did you have any positive comments in advance, or some guys said
yes,
they will give you thousands of
Well, maybe not thousands, there were hundreds of people that said that this is a great project and this is needed, and there are also people that really already told us that they would immediately buy it if we had it available, and now we're hoping for all of them to come together and join the revolution for cloud hosting.
Are you legally organized, your company, at the moment, or just
a bunch of individuals? At the moment we're just a bunch of individuals. We all pledged we have a agreement about the fellowship of the Blimp. That is our agreement that we will respect user data, that we will, in the end, if there are enough people that support us, we will create a company that will provide a secure and safe data center. At the moment, we're just friends. We're not even a company yet, yes.
And how you met each other? Are you from Sector 5?
Actually, I found the first guy, Drashan, at the Ruby meetup at Sector 5.
Yeah.
Although neither of us is mainly a Ruby developer.
Yeah.
But, and then it, found somebody there. I pitched the idea to many people.
Yeah.
And we found a team of people that were really also excited about the idea, and they are happy to create to help building a future that is not relying on centralized silos, but that really wants to give the control over data back to people. So the main thing is communication. You talk to people and someone says, yes, I worked with. Yes, partly just a circle of friends. I got to know Mark about a friend of mine, and Laura came to us because she's also organizing the Ruby meetup, and another guy I met at the birthday party, and I told him what we're doing, and he says, yes, great, I'll do the design for you. That's why we have such a great design, and so it comes together. Well, we all are, almost all of us are self-employed, so we have business experience. We are working on our own, mostly as one-person companies so far, but yeah, we all have experience on what it takes to run a company.
Okay. Well, I wish you good luck, and
thank you.
Hopefully you will get your funding.
Thank you.